Wanderer's Way podcast is a podcast sharing everything of a hobbyist in a collector's dream while creating a fun atmosphere with valuable information and personal views. If you support this podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com and show your support. The link will be in the episode's description. Thank you. Man, it has been long. It has been very hectic. It has been very difficult for me mentally. I apologize to everybody out there. Thank you for your support. But I apologize the fact that I have been very inconsistent for the last month for my podcast episodes. So with that being said, this is going to be the last episode of season 3. Pay attention to my Twitter because I will announce when season 4 will begin. I am so mentally checked out, mentally wore out. Like, it's not that I don't want to do my podcast. I love it. Every time during the week, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait for Friday. I can do my podcast. But when I wake up after a whole week of stress and mental destruction, I'm just there like, no. And I just sit down in my chair all night and just play my games to decompress. But, you know, this week has been pretty rough too. So, I am doing an episode. I even got myself to do some photography last night for the first time. I had to force myself to go out. It's been 5 months or so since I've done photography. And then last night, it was the first time I actually did night photography. And, you know, I have a Sony A5000, so it's an old mirrorless camera. So it's been my camera to practice all of my styles and perfect everything on before I upgrade. That is my goal. Perfect every style that I like. I've already perfected macro photography. I just got to go out and do more. Now I want to do some night, like street photography and stuff like that, and practice my ISO settings and everything. If I can master everything on this camera, I can master it on any camera, especially the newer ones. Because my plan is I want to upgrade to the Sony A7 III. I think that's the one, which is really expensive. But so worth it, especially since the Sony A5000, you know, it doesn't have the things that I would really love about it. You know, the megapixels are really small, so it's like, what, 20.1, I think that's what it is for the megapixels. You don't have a viewfinder. It lacks in the speed for how many photos are taken per second. And there's just, you know, so this is my way of perfecting my photography before I upgrade to something that is just overly expensive with better stuff. Especially, I think that camera, if I remember right, it's like 42 megapixels, something like that. Plus, it has weatherproofing, and I need that. Tonight, I'm actually going to go out because we have a blizzard here in Montana. Yes. Middle of April, there is a blizzard. So tonight, I'm going to practice more of my night photography. You can follow me on Twitter, too. You can look at everything. But yeah, I'm going to go out tonight and practice some of my nighttime photography skills, try to perfect it along with the snowstorm that's here because I think it will really help out with a lot. So I'm hoping the snow will stay, because I really want some of that snow falling down while I'm taking the pictures. I think it would look really good. Anyways, before we actually start this episode, I want to play a couple audio messages I was sent by another podcaster about my episodes. And they're really good, actually. I like his perspectives, because him and I have really different perspectives about the same stuff of video games, especially Pokemon. You know, this podcaster actually despises Sword and Shield, as some people do. Me, I think Sword and Shield is one of the best Pokemon games created. So we have different perspectives on gaming, and I like that. I really like that. I don't want everyone to think the exact same way as me. So having different perspectives and different feels for people and their ways of gaming, I think that is awesome. So that being said, let's start this episode, and you guys have fun.
Pokemon versus Digimon, that seems to be the great debate of our generation. Me personally, I grew up liking both. Obviously in America, Pokemon took off way more than Digimon ever did. I remember Digimon being in its height in popularity when I was in middle school, 6th, 7th grade. But personally, I've liked Digimon more. The Digitamers seem to be more involved with their Digimon's evolution. As you mentioned in your podcast, Digimon have way more evolution stages and steps than Pokemon. Don't get me wrong, Pokemon has its charm. It definitely works for the younger kids and even the older kids in us. But I wish Digimon had the namesake in America that it does in Japan. And I'm going to check out this new Digimon game. Thank you for your podcast. With Generation 9 coming, and I guess this is in response to your Pokemon Generation 9 episode, I have always picked the Fire Starter. They have, for every generation up until this generation, have followed the Chinese Zodiac, and having the Fire Starter represent a particular animal in the Chinese Zodiac. And with Fuei Coco, who looks like an alligator ghost pepper, which is a very cool design, I think we'll break the mold of that. And also, maybe I'm thinking I picked something different this time around for Generation 9, because Quaxly looks like he's going to be a really cool starting Pokemon to have, especially if they give him the water fighting type and make him pirate theme. But yeah, this is Mark from Blurredcast.
All right, so welcome back to another episode of A Wanderer's Way podcast, and this is the last episode of Season 3. So today, I want to speak about a couple games, but before we get to the main subject of this episode, I want to actually speak about a couple games that I just bought here. I know they've been out for quite a while, but we got to talk about one that I feel is underrated, yet it could be better at the same time, but I think it's actually really good. So you guys don't know that I'm very into a lot of rhythm musical games, mainly on cell phones, because the ones on consoles really are not that good. But I did find Fuser. I've seen it for a while, but I never actually looked it up to see what it was actually about, and then come to realize that it's about DJing. And I love DJing, and I love mixing and mastering music and all sorts of stuff like that. So this is actually really cool. Now, obviously, the campaign plays as a mass tutorial, which is really cool. I like that they use a campaign to give you a tutorial on everything, all spread out. I think it's really, really good. It really helps. Now, my only issue with this is that there's not many modes to play. Now, there's ones you can go online. You can have people online look at you while you're playing. You got a free form deal, but the issue is, I actually, for me to play these kind of games, I really need something that has a score for it. You have it in campaign, which is good. But I don't want to play the campaign all the time. I hate repeating the same story-driven kind of stuff. So, you know, when we have that freestyle, they should have had that mode to where you had the scores. So you have a certain amount of time to do it, get it done with. It starts and ends, and you get a score rating at the end. That, I think, would have kept a lot of people into it. And it definitely would have kept me more. So, yeah, I've only played a couple hours so far. I haven't played through the whole campaign yet. But there's just some things that bother me that kind of keeps me from constantly playing it. But I think that would have made the game a lot better. And I think if they would update it with that kind of stuff, it would make it better. And I'm not very, I'm very insecure, so I don't really like playing online. Like, I like playing online for certain things, but I mean, like, to have other, knowing people are there just watching me as I'm doing it kind of makes me feel like I have no freedom in what I do, you know? So, I don't know. I'm really not big on the, hey, let's play online all the time for every single game. I hate online gaming. I just want to play by myself and then just enjoy my life. That's what I want. So another one I played that I bought here was the Captain Tsubasa soccer game. So I was debating on that because it was on sale versus FIFA. Of course, it's EA, so I figured it was going to be nothing spectacular. Looked at it, it's the same exact game as 2018. I'm just like, okay, yay, it's a simulation game. I love simulation games, but it's EA. It's the same thing. I'm just tired of them. So, Captain Tsubasa was a new kind of style game. It's simulation in a way, but arcadey as well. And I'm not really big on the arcadey games, but man. I was like, I'll do anything to not support EA at this point. So I got that game, and you know, it's actually fun. It's actually harder, honestly. It's actually way harder. You know, you go through the tutorial, and it's like, oh, this seems easy. Seems like I'm just gonna annihilate everybody. And then you get to the first game and you're like, oh shit. The skill level between the tutorial and then the actual full game you're playing was really different. And I couldn't even get up there to even score. Like, I did a couple times, and then, yeah. And then it didn't even show me some of the stuff. Like, it didn't even show me through that tutorial on the story mode deal. It didn't even show me about the corner kicks and how to stop them. So I'm sitting there like, oh, okay, I'll push this button. Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden they kicked it in and I was mad. So I literally had to go to the practice tutorial on the main menu. Now, they do have a lot of different modes, so it's actually pretty cool. They have the new hero mode as well, so you create your own person. And then they have another one after that. And the goals isn't like FIFA where you can score 5 or more. This is way different. I love it. I like it. I like the looks of the game. The graphics are actually really good, especially on the Switch. And, you know, it's pretty fun. And I like the difficulty. Except for with me, I rage with... I really do rage when it comes to sports games. Yeah. So there's that. And then, you know, I was really disappointed in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games that they came out with. So the ones that are usually, you know, they usually have two different ones. They have a Mario version, which is the arcadey ones, and then they usually have one that's more of a simulation based. So I got the simulation based one because that's, I love it. And I like, and you know, I saw the art style and I was like, dude, this is cool. I like the new art style. I think that's kind of, you know, keep simulation, but keep the nice artistic look of it, you know. It fits, especially for the Switch. So I got it, I was excited, and then realized that it's not simulation at all. like, there was nothing simulation based. And then it did everything that Mario and Sonic at Tokyo Olympic Games was. With the difference of it being, it was actually worse. And it actually had less in it. So I got the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games because I said, if it's going to be the same way, why not get the better game? So I just got that today. And, you know, it is actually better, and it has a lot more games on it. And it has the stuff that I actually wanted on the other one. But man, I really wish the other one was more simulation-based. Didn't have the stupid power-ups, didn't have the flames when they run, you know, like... Well, like, come on, Sega. When you do the games, there's two different styles. There's the Mario and Sonic based Olympic games, arcadey, we know. And then, you know, you got the other one, which is supposed to be more of a simulation based. Like, I was fine with the looks of the game. I know that some people complained about it, but I actually liked them. I thought it fit. I thought it looked good. And especially for the Switch 2, it just, I don't know, I love it. But man, I really wish they kept it simulation-based, as every other Olympic game has been out there. And we still haven't had a good one since, what, 2012? I think that was the last good one, simulation-based. I think that was, what, on the 360 or something? But man, I think 2008 Olympic game was probably the best one. What one was that? Beijing? Is that what it was? I can't remember. I want to say Beijing, but yeah. 2008 is personally my favorite. I think 2012 was London, wasn't it? I think so. Anyways, with that being said, so there's a lot of rumors going on about new and upcoming games and such. So there's a new one. And this one, I think, definitely deserves a sequel. And that's the Pokken Tournament. It needs number 2 coming out. So there is a sequel rumor about it. There is a rumor that it will be announced this summer. Who knows if it's going to be true? Clearly, it's not up to the makers of Pokken Tournament. It is actually... up to Pokemon Company. Now, the company that created it, they said that they actually want to do a sequel to the game. And they even specified on the Twitter, too, that it's obviously not up to them, it's up to the Pokemon Company, and that they have a great relationship. That's all they've said about it. So maybe that might be a hint that they will be coming out with a new one. We will find out. However, I don't think Pokken Tournament actually had a good, you know, I think it was underrated, way underrated. So a lot of you guys don't know, I really don't like fighting games. I love them, but I hate them. Like, I'll play them for like 2 hours and then I won't play them again. That's how most of them are. I don't know what it is, but I get annoyed by them. But when I played Pokken Tournament, because it was on sale for freaking $5 for the entire deluxe deal, and I was like, fuck it, getting it. Dude, I loved it. Like, I think that is the most I've played a fighting game in forever, since I was a kid playing the Street Fighter games. I think I play. So, I only remember Blaziken right now. So, my wins and losses with Blaziken, and this doesn't count online, by the way, is 121-0. Now, online-based, I only played a couple handfuls, couple wins, couple losses online, so obviously you know it's different. But that's just one of the Pokemon. So, 121 wins with just Blaziken, and then you have everybody else. Now, for... I think it was a good game. I really do. I wasn't a fan of the avatars. I think they can change that to where we can have a full customization character creator for ourselves. Other than that, I actually liked how it played. Because the menu and stuff actually reminded me a lot of Pokemon Stadium 2. Like, I enjoyed it. Now, they could have used Pokken. I think when people heard of Pokken Tournament, I think they really thought it was going to be more like Pokemon Stadium. You throw your Pokemon out and you battle. Like, that would actually have been fun. I'm still waiting for a new Pokemon Stadium. A Pokemon Stadium 3, especially for the Nintendo Switch, that would be absolutely amazing. But, yeah, I don't care. Pokken Tournament, I think it was a great game. I think it deserves a sequel. Now, the only thing that I would suggest on this, though, is to add a lot more Pokemon. You know, bring everyone that is currently in the first game straight over. Everyone in the first game, bring them over. Add in 20 brand new Pokemon. And then, you know, maximize your profits, obviously. Do DLCs. And do, like, 5 Pokemon per DLC. And I think that will work. And what? Do, every 3 months do a DLC? I don't know. These are just ideas off the top of my head. Either way, I think that we should have at least, like, a minimum of 50 Pokemon in there. It will keep people playing. It definitely keep me playing. Because especially if you're using one and say you want to play with this Pokemon for 200 games. You want to mix it up. You want to be able to do 200 games on each Pokemon. So right there, that's several hours that you're playing right there. Over 200 games on one Pokemon, and then you have like a minimum of 50 Pokemon for it. Definitely, absolutely, 100% awesomeness. One thing I really, really, really loved about the game, because I am a big stat nerd when it comes to games, I loved that they had the stats. Every fight that you do, the stats are there. The stats are updated, the stats show. Especially with the NPCs, I loved it. I absolutely crave it. So keep that. Absolutely. That is by far one of my most adored things about the game. So I do like the modes. You know, obviously the story mode's not very... it wasn't spectacular. It was kind of cool. You get to see this new Mewtwo, and you get these new ideas about power-ups and such. That's cool. I like the fighting. I like the battles. I think they were fun. Competitive and difficult at times too. Like, there were some that were very competitive and very difficult, and then you go online and it's way more difficult. But I don't go online much. I hate it. So that's for other people, but for me, I really love this system of you can choose how to use skill points. I love the system. I think Pokken Tournament was an amazing, phenomenal game. So I think Pokken Tournament 2 is definitely a go-go for us, for sure. And another rumor that I've heard. So let's make this one very well known right now, because this might make people a lot of angry here. But maybe it's because of the system itself. So along with the rumor that there may be a Pokken Tournament 2, maybe announced here in the summertime, I also heard that for the sequel, it would only be a Nintendo Switch exclusive title. Makes sense, honestly. But, man, I think that might make a lot of people angry, especially if they really loved playing that. I think it was really good to get Pokemon onto other platforms as well. I was actually surprised they bring a Pokemon-based game to another platform. But as someone who got rid of everything else and just sticks with the Switch now, I think it's a good idea. Sorry, guys. But Pokken Tournament 2, I think, will be a good game if they do it right. If they bring a lot of everything from the first game over and then expand onto them and improve certain things about each of them. So I think that's really cool. I loved the tournament stuff. I loved it all. I think it was phenomenal. However, with the tournaments, there's one thing that I would say that I would like better. So, you know, with the tournaments, you know, it wasn't that hard. So when you went through, you beat them, and then you move all the way up the ladder even further. I would really love to see more NPCs and way more contestants in a tournament. That way, every tournament that I play, it's not like, okay, I play 5 tournaments and I'm already the best, now I can go to the next place, da 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 da. Now, granted, you had the, I can't remember what you call them, but you know, the picture with the squares in them, and it had things you had to do for each level. So that kept me playing. That really helped me play. So definitely keep that in there. But definitely add more. Like, I want to be able to play more hours and feel full achievements. So say 200 contestants here. You play with, you know, it would take about what? A minimum of 10 tournaments, maybe 15 tournaments for that one rank to get up to the best tournament, the final tournament or whatever you want to call it, and to try win. I think that would be more, I guess, maybe it's just me, but I would like it more. But that being said, guys, thank you for your support. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for following me on Twitter. Keep in touch with me on Twitter. I will update when season 4 will begin. So with that being said, this is the end of season 3. Thank you for joining me on this ride for this season. You guys have a wonderful couple weeks.